Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the Lord, everyone.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. That's Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. We just praise God for you, Mother Johnson.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Mother Edna Johnson, that's who you hear now. That's my mother. She's 94 years old, and the Lord's blessing her.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
You want to say something else, Mother?
No. I'm finished for now.
I want, Ambassador Hagen, are you there? I want you to give us a station identification. Let us know where we're going and where we're being heard and how many are hearing this. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen?
Yes, God bless you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead.
But God bless you. Yes, sir. We do honor and salute our Chief International Ambassador, our Ambassador Lady Betty.
We can hear you a little better. Can you hear me?
I hear you really good. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. It's kind of silent. It's better now.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. But yes, we are being heard literally all over the world. We hear live in the studio, DDJ in Network, Dr. Manaj Johnson Network on Blog Talk Radio, and we are being heard literally all over the world. More than 90 million listeners. Can you imagine? To God be the glory. And we thank God for this brand new spiritual awakening. It's a vegan praise awakening, and it is catching on all over the world. And I'll tell you, we do thank God, amen, for an excellent job that our Chief Ambassador is doing in getting this message around the world. And may God give a blessing for those of you who are tuning in.
Some of the places where we're being heard.
We're being heard in Africa, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Virgin Isles, Jamaica, Italy, Australia, Austria, you name it, just literally all over the world.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to get that, what I was telling you about the Chinese, get the information on us, for us, rather. They have over 600 million people in that China line. I want to touch that line for Jesus Christ. So get the information for me. In the name of Jesus. All right? People in Africa, in Asia, India, are on this blog, on this prayer line, amen, tonight, because we brought the blog line in with it. Amen. So be encouraged, all of you who are speaking, amen. Know that sometimes you are the only church that some people get in the dark corners of Africa, in the dark corners of India. You're the only church. They hear all week long. Maybe this message that you had tonight, Minister Cameron, amen, this message you had tonight, Sister Ebony, and all the rest of you who are going to speak, maybe this message is the only message that people in dark corners of Australia and Africa and Asia and India and perhaps even Germany. Perhaps this is the only message that they will hear all week, all month, or some of them perhaps have ever heard. So make sure that the Lord is speaking to you tonight, because You don't take it lightly. You have an audience of over 90 million worldwide, over 90 million people worldwide on this line here tonight. Amen. Maybe plus. We were at 90 million about a month ago, 2 months ago, but they tell me it's grown now, and we praise God for it. Imagine, that's a miracle. If you never can recognize a miracle, that's one right there. You need to recognize from three people to over 90 million listeners now. Amen. And they are there. You can't hear them, but they are there. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to go here. We're at the 11 o'clock hour, and my sister, Edna Tyler, my older sister, is on the line tonight. And she has been a blessing to our church, Amazing Grace. Oh, such a marvelous blessing. She's over our Sunday school, and yet she is a, you might say, a missionary, you know, aspiring missionary, Edna Tyler. She is the wife of Elder Merle Tyler, who is our assistant pastor. And these two are such blessings to me and our church. I listen to my mother and my sister basically more than anybody other than my wife, etc. And I just thank God for my older sister, Edna, and for my mother. So, Edna, the line is open to you. It's 11 o'clock. Take us about to 11:30. And I believe Elder Tyler, her husband, is going to be coming at 11:30 with Charlotte Gray also, Sister Charlotte Gray. All right. Take us there, Sister Edna. The Lord bless you and keep you. The line is open to you. Anything you want to do, man, whether you want to speak or have prayer or you want to have a praise time or whatever you want to do, the line is open to you. All right, are you there, Sister Edna? Are you there? You have to speak up if you're there. All right, she was on the line a moment ago. I must have lost her somewhere. See if you can get her back for me. All right. God bless you. Let's keep on with our praise reports. Somebody else, I want to go. Sister Lily Mays, did you make a praise report tonight?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Dr. Ambassador Jensen. I was getting ready to do a praise report, and somehow I got disconnected, so I apologize. Mm-hmm. When after Ambassador-elect Mary Lacey had did hers. And mm-hmm. I want to thank God for just being able to be on this prayer and blog line. Mm-hmm. I want to thank God because Ambassador-elect Mary Lacey brought me to this line.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying she is a prayer warrior because she's been in my family for some time. And
yes, she
I mean, she has really been a blessing to my family. And I give the glory to God. But, you know, she brought me to this land, and I've been sticking with it. And I've been blessed, my family being blessed, and I'm learning to recognize a miracle. I mean, miracles for like a little bit to me. Well, it means a lot to me. Well, for some people, it might not be nothing, but it means a lot to me. Just to
thank
be
God.
Able to be on the prayer and praise line, to be mm-hmm. a part of you. And I just thank God, because this is my family. I look forward to it. And I'm here helping attend. My mother is 88 years old. She's got a little dementia, so we have to work with her. But I whenever I miss the prayer and praise line, I just feel like I done missed something. So God has really been good to me, and He has blessed me to continue to be on here, to get in and say a word. I just thank God for your Chief Ambassador for allowing me to say this. And not, I mean, for Lady Betty and Mother Atlee Johnson. Oh, God, 94, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. I thank God for all of you. and I praise God. And I know God's going to bless me to be able to do more. And I'm looking to him. So may the Lord bless all of you. And I love all of you. And Ambassador-elect Mary Lacey, God knows I love you. And thank God for all that you've done for me and my family. Oh, God, I have a testimony that'll go back. I mean, I have a lot of them. But she was involved in one when my brother had shot a policeman in Indiana. And they gave him 60 years in a pair. 60. And we prayed. I got in touch with Dr. Mary Lacey. She was a prayer warrior. My mother's a prayer warrior. My family is. But when they released him from Fort Wayne to the prison, he did 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
9 years. Hallelujah. I thank God for everything that everybody has done. So may the Lord bless all of you, and he will. And I love you. And my faith is growing every day, every second. And
God,
I praise God for it. I thank God. So just keep me in your prayers. And I love all of you.
And we love you too, Sister Mays. God bless you. One is Sister Edna Tyler on the line yet? Amen.
Yes, I am.
All right. God bless you. I've already given you an introduction. And the line is open to you. Just take it to 11:30, if you would, and whatever the Lord leads you to do. You can speak. You can have a word of prayer. You can sing.
No.
Well, whatever the Lord leads you to do. The line is open to you. God bless you.
God bless you. Good evening, Radio Land. My name is Edna Tyler. I'm calling from Kansas City. And I was just thinking, we've had so much unrest in the land as of late, and I was thinking about when the policemen's all over the country, there's been so much disarray with them shooting people, and they made a sign that said, "We matter." We matter. And I'm not just talking about black people, but I'm talking about white people and red people and pink people and brown people. I'm talking about short people and tall people and big people and little people. I'm talking about everyone. I'm talking about people in general. We matter. And we have to matter because God himself made us, and he didn't make any junk.
Mm-mm.
I was thinking, I'm a caregiver for my mom and also for my grandson, my mom who's soon to be 95, and my grandson who is 5, and then my husband who is 80 at my home.
And sometimes I
look around and I think, do I really matter to anybody, you know? I think I had a fall and I had hurt my shoulder. I went to the doctor and they told me that my shoulder was ripped. The rotary cuff in my shoulder was ripped, and I was in such pain, and it was a constant pain. And I was thinking to the Lord, I said, what good am I to anybody? I'm not even able really to help my own self. If this gets any worse, how can I be good to anybody? And I'm thinking, do I really matter? But then I get to thinking about the scripture where when Jesus told Zacharias to come down, because he must go to his home today, over in Luke, I believe it was. And then I think about Rahab and how how she is right in there in the lineage of Jesus. And she was a prostitute. You might not understand where I'm coming from, but what I'm trying to let everyone know, that everyone matters. It doesn't matter if you were born in a rich lineage, or whether your father or your parents or your line comes from bishops or whatever. You matter. You matter. You may have low self-esteem and think that you're not good enough to do this, or you shouldn't do this because you are not considered in the line of the royal priesthood, but you matter. You are part of the royal priesthood. And it's been proven that people tend to base their esteem on what you think about them. Oh, but you've got to understand, you've got to have self-esteem for yourself, because you matter. You matter.
Amen.
And I was thinking, there's a scripture that talks about, it's in Psalms, and it's talking about when you consider the heavens, what is man that you are mindful of him?
That's right.
And you think about, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and he made the moon and the stars. He's the one created man, and he set all this in place. And you stop and you think about, why would he have any concern or any time for little old me? And that's the way the Hebrews were. When they were toiling in Egypt, they could hardly believe Moses when he told them that God would take care of them. They could hardly believe that he would have time to even think about them.
Yeah.
But we matter. We matter. And we've got to bring our self-esteem up that to know that we matter. We matter not only, we matter most definitely to God. We matter. But we've got to know that we matter to ourselves. We've got to matter to ourselves to have some self-esteem. And then I get to thinking about sometimes people say, well, I'm going to do this because this is just this person. She don't really matter. And sometimes if you let the devil get in your head, if you don't have on your helmet, and you let the devil get in your head, he can play tricks with you and have you so low down in self-esteem that you can't even function. You've got to get it in your mind that you matter. You matter. You matter. And no matter how low down and loady boy, as they say, you get, you've got to come up out of that and know that God is there for you. When you're down, all you've got to do is pray and know that the Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, and he's a refuge in time of trouble. And you can turn to him when you can't turn to anyone else. And a lot of times we leave him to be the last person we turn to when he should be the first.
Yes.
We matter. We matter. We've got to know that we've got to come up out of Lodibor. We've got to come up and know that there's somebody out there that needs to hear from us, that we can help them. Not we always be looking to help for help ourselves. Sometimes right in the home, we can sit around and say, we don't really matter here. Nobody thinks about what I'm thinks about me. But we've got to know that God has a chance, and he's the Redeemer. And if we can't come up out of that, we can sink so low that we'll think about, if I'm not worth anything, if I don't matter to anyone, why am I even here? But God put us all here for a reason. And we've got to reach out, and we've got to come up out of this valley that we're in and know that we matter. We've got to know it for ourselves. We've got to know that God is our Redeemer, and that he made us for a reason. And we've got to be about our Father's business, because so many times we can sit around and even in the church, we can be full of the Holy Ghost, and we can, if we leave just a little space for the devil to come in, that's all he needs. That's all he needs to let you know. The plant seeds of doubt and a low self-esteem in your mind. We've got to know that God made us for a reason. And God needs us. We need to get up. And as long as we're working, we don't have time to let the devil come in and treat us like just any kind of way. Because we're not just any old something. We are somebody. We are somebody in the Lord.
Amen.
And until we get up and do something, until we get up and assert ourselves, we'll sink low. We'll sink so low that there will be, we'll have to start the whole process over again. So I'm here tonight to let you know that you matter. You matter. And yes. And if no one ever tells you again, just know that you matter. You matter. And don't let the devil plant these seeds of doubt in your mind, because that's all it is. It's just a demonic spirit coming to keep you down, to keep you low down. So I'm telling you to get up and shake yourself. Call somebody and let them know that they matter. There are plenty of people out there that just need a call, just need a word of encouragement to know that they matter. And you can be working in the church and doing all you know to do. And in a second or a minute, the devil can come and tear your self-esteem down. All this you're doing, they don't care. They don't care nothing about you. But, honey, you're not doing it for people. You're doing it for the Lord. You matter. You matter. And you will be surprised at who's watching you and who can see the good that you're doing. Sometimes people don't ever tell you, but you got to know for yourself that you're doing all the good you know to do. And what you're doing it for the Lord. You're not doing it for man, but you're doing it for the Lord. So I'm telling the people of God, let's not sit around and go into that deep valley of sorrow but it's time for us to get up and let's do something for God. Let's do something. And if you look around and the persons that are working, they're not all sorrow down in Sorrow Valley. We've got to get up and know that we matter. A lot of people don't realize that they matter. They don't. But they do. They do. And I'm talking about for everyone. If you were noticing the Bible, the Lord didn't have any picks and chooses. He associated with different type of people from every walk of life. And I'm saying to us that we have to know for ourselves that we matter, and we've got to get up and do something about it. And I'm just grateful for the Lord to let me know, because I was at a point, I was in so much pain that I couldn't see where I could be any help to anybody, not even to myself. But I went to the doctor, and they gave me a shot. Meanwhile, I had people praying, and I'm just glad that the Lord has helped me through this period of time in my life, because I'm not as young as I used to be, and it just seemed like I was just in the way, really, because I was in so much pain. And it's not like I was lazy, but I just couldn't do any better. But I thank God for how he has asserted himself in my life to let me know that I matter. I matter. I may not matter to you, but I matter to God. And that's the important portion. I matter to him. And I praise and I thank God for that. And no matter what the devil brings to me, I want to be able to let the devil know that I matter. I want him to know that I matter. And I'm just grateful to God for giving me that insight to see that I matter. So I want to end it on this note and letting you know that No matter what low point you are in your life, just know that you matter. And let's get up and let's be about helping someone else.
Amen.
So it's time for us to get up and do something and not sit around and wallow in self-pity. And if you have the Lord on your side, you got to know that you matter to God. You matter to God. And I thank God for this at this time. Thank you.
And, oh, my God, you do matter.
Amen.
After a message like that, oh my God, that was so rich.
Yeah.
That was my older sister, Edna Tyler. Oh my God. And the Lord used you tonight. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing you are. Amen. You've got to bring that message in amazing grace. Amen. You matter. Oh my God. So wonderful. Wonderful. I'm going to open the line up for anybody who wants to encourage her, because she does matter. The line is open to you if you want to encourage Sister Edna Tyler at Amazing Grace here. God bless you. The line is open to you.
Thank you. God bless you. I tell you, I had the opportunity to stay at Mother Johnson's home, and oh, what a miracle. The line has already been addressed, so just accept me. I tell you, this is Dr. Lacey. I stayed at that home, and every day Mother Tyler would come and fix that food for me and Mother Johnson. And I tell you, she really matters a whole lot. The woman can cook. The woman had a spirit from God. I tell you, her love is so good. She just made us feel so welcome in that home each time I stayed there. She would come in, and I tell you, her love for the people just shined out like gold. I tell you, I was at a mistress home. I tell you, me and Mother Johnson had nothing to do with just sit there. I tried to get up and help her. She wouldn't let me help her. I tell you, God is so good to you, Mother Tyler. God bless you. Tell you, I love you with the love of Christ, and just keep on praising God, and just keep on cooking.
Amen.
Lord.
All right, Mom.
I'm the mother of this young woman just spoke, Miss Edna Tyler. God knows she is a wonderful, wonderful person. I tell you, the Lord put it on her heart to take care of her mother. And she comes every day. He's still coming every day, Dr. Lacey. My food, my breakfast. She sees that I have food to eat and dinner for dinner. And she keep me clean. She keep my clothes clean and my bed clean. I tell you, she's a wonderful young woman. And I know the Lord is with her. She had a fall and hurt her shoulder. It's been so bad. But she kept coming. The Lord is with Sister Tyler, and she's been a woman of God ever since she was a young woman, real young.